Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Yudalid. We ended off yesterday at the top of Yudalid Amid Aleph. We're in the middle of a series of shailas where the Gemara each time says Imtim Tzoloyma, Imtim Tzoloyma. So let's go back to the first shaila, and then we'll continue on. So the first shaila is right after the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Boi Rava, Omar Harini Nozer Liachar Esrim Yoim, Umei Achshav Meya Yoim. He takes upon himself two periods of Naziris. One period of Naziris is a regular 30-day Naziris, but he says it shouldn't start today. I want it to start in 20 days from now. Okay, there's no problem with that. So far, so good. But now he says, U'me'achshav, but I'd like also to take upon myself a Naziris of Me'yon, of 100 days. Now the question is, when will that 100-day Naziris begin? Normally it's a Me'achshav, it should start immediately. But since we know that in 20 days from now, he has to start his second Naziris, it's impossible to finish a 100-day Naziris within 20 days. I mean, that's physically impossible. So although he says, Me'achshav, means he takes upon himself now as an obligation, but since it's physically impossible to have a 100-day Naziris within 20 days, maybe we're only going to start that Naziris at the conclusion of the 30-day Naziris. And those of Timur Mao, human the Halein Mea, be Esther and Lishalman, it's impossible to squeeze 100 days into 20 days. Loichayim, it won't be Chal now, but rather wait 20 days. For the next 20 days, he can drink as much wine as he wants. He can go to as many Levayas Nebuch as he wants, etc. Chasushul. At the end of 20 days, he'll have his 30 day Naziris. And then at the end of that 30 days, he'll bring his Kabonis, Tiglachas, and then he'll start on his 100 day Naziris. Or maybe what we should say is, start your 100-day Naziris now. On the 20th day, you're going to have to take a break. The first 20 days will be frozen and suspended in place. He's going to have another 30-day new Naziris from day 20 through day 50. And then after that, he will continue the old Naziris that he started off with, and he only has to be mashlum now 80 days, because he already did 20 days before.
Just what that means is, if he would become Tamei in the middle of that
process. Gemara asks that shaila.
What?
Gemara asks that shaila. Mitzvah we're going to have on Daf Yudalit Amud Aleph. Shortly, another 5-10 minutes, Gemara asks your question. Good. But in the meantime, the Gemara says, that's the shaila. The shaila is, do we say, don't bother with doing the Naziris now, because you can't possibly finish 100 days now. So take a break for 20 days, continue drinking wine, continue taking haircuts, and in 20 days you have your 30-day Naziris. After those 30 days end, then you'll start your 100-day Naziris. Or do you start your 100-day Naziris now, do 20, and you leave 80 for later on. Yeah?
From when do we know that the Naziris can be suspended?
The Gemara takes it as a granted. We had it... I don't know where the Gemara takes it from, based on Lish, but that the Gemara takes it for granted. We had that in the Mishnah, and we'll have a Mirchem later on, even if he becomes a Metzoyer. The Gemara is going to tell us, if he, for instance, he took upon himself the Zidus 30 days, he was a Nozir for 20 days, then he becomes a Metzoyer, and he's a Metzoyer L'moshu for a year. Yeah. After the Tzaras goes away, he continues to count the remaining 10 days from the Naziris from a year ago. Okay, but Lamasa, there is such a concept of suspended Naziris.
Maybe we see that from the fact that it takes two Naziris. We had a case where it was a Suffolk, and then it is Chal when the first one finishes. Do you remember what I'm referring to?
I do not know what you're referring to, but... The Maisa, that a new Nazir starts later on, that's fine. But to go and say that they're suspended, as you count 20, take a break for 30, and then
stored,
you continue
and
on.
Store it and credit it, basically.
And store it and freeze it and put it in the freezer and suspend it and all the rest. Today's an appropriate day to talk about the freezer, because in Lakewood, the minhag is that all the Talmidim, from the beginning of this man until Chamishus Bishvat, they're not supposed to entertain any Shiduchim. And then on Chamishus Bishvat, they come out of the freezer. That's the expression that they use in Lakewood. Anyway, the reason why they do that is because all the Talmidim come from Eretz Yisrael, and they want them to learn with earnest when they start the yeshiva. And if they're, entertaining Shiduchim, many of them are not going to get involved. So they start from Chamishus.
I think what I was thinking of, let's say if somebody made two Nadarim, we had a Nadarim, and
yes,
one
yes.
was, for whatever reason, was uprooted, was mm-hmm.
And the shela on the one.
Right, and the other one is then becomes
hovering.
Ah, okay.
So we there, which is
what you're talking about. You were talking about is the person took upon himself two Nazirisin or two other Nadarim, and then he was shoyul on the first one. When he was shoyul on the first one, it went poof, it went away. What happens to the second one? The second one falls into place.
So that's what I'm saying to Robert. Maybe that's okay. So you do a makor for suspension. It's there.
Okay, good. Excellent. Beautiful. So Zokti Yomara, so that's the Shaila. Do you say it's not Chal until after the 30 days? Or Tomakim Di Isla Gidl Seir Libesayif, since there'll be plenty of Gidl Seir. We'll see Mitchim the Gemara shortly that there's an Inyan you're not supposed to, not that you're not supposed to, you're not Yoit in the midst of Teglachas that you do at the time of the bringing of the three Karbanas unless you have at least growth of here of 30 days. And here there's no problem. Why? Because after the 30 days are over, he's going to continue on the next 80 days. 80 days is more than 30 days Gidl Seir. So there's no problem. The first 20 days will taka be Naziris, from the 100-day Naziris, then the 30-day, and then the rest of the 80 days. And at the end of that 80 days, he'll be able to go and bring his kabbanis and tiglachas. So everything shalom Yisrael. Why don't you ask a more basic question before you start talking about in 20, and then having 100-day Naziris, why don't you talk about the Naziris Mu'attas? In other words, start the same shaila again. I'm going to be a 30-day Nozer starting in 20 days from now. And now I want it to be a Shloishim Yoyim. In other words, a regular, normal Naziris. Why do you talk about a Meya Yoyim? Says the Gemara, you're right. Chodmi goy choda kami boile. Rava asked both shailas. He, in fact, started off with the Naziris Mu'etes. That's the 30-day Naziris. And after he let that hang in suspense, like the Shilas over here. Then he said, Imtim Tzalayma, let's go and talk about the Naziris of 100 days. And the Gemara explains to us, what is the case of Naziris Mu'etes? Imtim Tzalayma, if you're going to go and say Naziris Mu'etes, Kimidasari Yoimin Hu Diyasrin, Loi Salikley. Let's do the same Cheshvin again. First 20 days, assuming that you're going to split up the Naziris. First 20 days is going to be a Nozer, 20 days out of the 30 days. He's going to keep those 20 frozen in the freezer, suspended. Then he's going to have a 30-day Nazirus. That's the other Nazirus he took upon himself. And then you're only going to have 10 days left. Those 10 days left, that is not a significant number of days. So it's not just that you poo-poo, it's only 10 days. But the point is, if he wanted to have a separate Tiglachas at the end of that 30-day period, the 20 plus the 10, he couldn't do Tiglachas because you have to have 30 days one after the other. What he'll have to do is, he's going to have to go and combine do one Tiglachas at the end of the full 60 days. Meaning, 20 days was his beginning of his first Naziris, frozen. Then 30 days. But at the end of the 30 days, don't do Tiglachas now. Because if you do Tiglachas, what's going to happen? I only have 10 days left. Can't do Tiglachas after 10 days. What you could theoretically do is add another 20 days. But he doesn't want to be a Nozir for 50 days. He only wants to be a Nozir for 30 days. And if you're going to tell him, but you can't do Tiglachas, you got to wait for 20 days. You don't want to be Mavatl, the mitzvah Tiglachas, which is supposed to be done at the time of the bringing of the Kabbalah.
So you could combine one Tiglachas for two Nazirus?
That's what you're going to have to do. You're going to bring
two sets of Kabbalah.
Two sets of Kabbalahs with one Tiglachas. So that's what you're going to have to do. Then,
isn't that something that might need a Makor, like it goes against the whole Mitzvahs, Chavilas, Chavilas, and all this whole, a bunch of concepts like this?
It's a very good question. You'd have to look in the Achrayim to see whether the Chavilas applies over here. But there is this, and that's what the Rishonim say over here, that what is he going to have to do with the conclusion of the two Naziris, since he could not do a Tiglachas after 10 days at the end? So then we'll postpone the Tiglachas, as well as bringing of the Kabbanis, that you would normally do at the end of the middle 30-day Naziris. Just push it off till the end, and then he's going to do both at one time. Two sets of Kabbanis, because he had two Naziris in, and one Tiglachas. You can't give him two haircuts. He's supposed to take off all the hair. You can't go and do twice, take off all the hair. So it'll be one Tiglachas for both. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Imtim Tzalayim, if you're going to tell me Naziris Mu'at, give him the sorry, Yoyimin, who do you say? There's only 10 days left at the end. If you have 20 days, 30, and then 10 days, he looks upon and says, this is not a Dover Choshev, and therefore, perhaps I should not start my Naziris at the very beginning, but rather take a 20-day break, let him go and eat as many grapes as he wants and drink as much wine and grape juice and all the rest. Then he's going to start his Naziris of the 30-day Naziris. When that's finished, Kabbonis and Tiglachas. And then he's going to have his next 30-day Naziris instead of breaking it up. Makes sense, because you don't want to have just this 10-day at the end. However, now continues the Gemara. This is now the Chod Migay Chod. Avavadi Nozer Meyayoyim Kim Di Islay Tamlin Yoyimim Libesoyv Salkinleg. Here you don't have that svar that you only have 10 days left. Here you have 80 days left. So you'll be able to mekayim both mitzvahs of Hilchos Nozir b'miluam, meaning at the end of the 30-day period, you'll be able to do Tiglachas Metiglachas, and then another 80 days later, you'll be able to go and do Kabbonis Metiglachas. Or Oilai, or maybe not. Maybe the loch is you're supposed to have 100 days consecutively and continuously and not have this break in the middle. As we afraid, Timar. This is where we left off yesterday. And now the Gemara continues. The Imtim Tzolim Achayli. And if you're going to go and tell me, Yo, it's Taka Chal, this 20, 30, and 80. Om HaReini Nozeli Acher Chof Yoim. Same way as we started until now. I want to be a Nozer in 20 days from now. Umayachshu, but from now, I want to be a Nozer Oilam. I want to be a Nozer Oilam from now. Mahu. Would it be Chal? Yes or not? Mi Chayla Lei? Oiloi. Now, what are the svaras over here? Now, Nozer Oilam that we're referring to is a Nozer Oilam that will not ever be able to go and take a haircut. The Rosh says we're not talking about a situation where Hichbid Saroi Mekel Betar, and then we had three different views. The views as of Rebbe,
Rebbe Naroi,
and Rebbe Yossi. What were the three views? One said
a week, a month, and a year.
Yeah, but that was in the reverse order.
As I said,
it's okay. Nothing happened. A year, a month, and a week. Those are the three. But that would be a Nozer Li Oilam, says the Rush. Here we're talking about a Nozer Oilam. A Nozer Oilam doesn't have any benefit of ever being Mekel Batar for the rest of his life until the end of his life. And that being the case, if he's going to start off a Nozer Oilam for the first 20 days, and then take a break of 30 days to do that other Naziris, at the end of that Naziris, he will not be able to go and do Tiglachas, because he can't do Tiglachas for the rest of his life, even though it's suspended and frozen. Of Lamais is a Nozer Oilam. And one of the requirements of Nozer Oilam is no more haircuts for the rest of your life. So you won't be able to Makayim the din of Karbonis and Tiglachas at the end of the 30 days. He'll only be able to Makayim it on the Oilam Emes when he passes away. He can't do it before then because he's a Nozer Oilam for the rest of his life. Bismau. Michai Lale. Do we say that the Nozer Oilam is Chal immediately, and he won't be able to do the other Naziris for 30 days, a Hakenish? Or do you say, no, since you won't be able to go and fulfill properly the Naziris of the 30 days in between, because you can't do Teglachas at the end, you know what? Postpone the Nazir Oilam until after those 30 days are over. So for the first 20 days, drink wine and eat grapes, etc. Then 30 days, in other words, on the 20th day, he'll start his 30-day Naziris. Then at the end of that 30-day Naziris, he's going to go and bring his Kabbonis and Tiglachas. And from that moment on, then he'll become a Nozer Oilam. That's the Gemara Shai. So, Imtim Tzoloimer, if you're going to go and tell me, Hoche, in this case that we just finished, Kimen De'efshel Itshule Chayla, since you can be Shoyel on the second Naziris, it will be Chal. What does the Gemara mean to say? What's your problem? Your problem is that if you're going to make a Nozer Oilam from day one, when day 20 is going to come, he won't be able to become a Nozer for the Shloish Shemiyah. No, what he can always do is go to a panel of three rabbis, explain to them the situation, and they'll be Matanedel, he'll be Shoyel on that short Naziris, and then he'll be able to continue on Nozer Oilam forever. So therefore, even though what you're doing, you're right. If he starts off as a Nozer Oilam, he won't be able to Makayim that short 30-day Naziris, nishkeferlich, because as soon as he realizes, oy, what am I going to do? He'll be Mataneder for that 30-day period. But what happens then, says Imar, but Omar, Harbeni Nozer Shimshon li'acher esrim yoim, umeyachshav Nozer stamahu. Uy, what happens if he says, Harbeni Nozer Shimshon, that should start after the 20 days? It's in reverse order, all the Gemaras until now were that for the first 20 days, squeeze in a 100-day Naziris, or a 30-day Naziris, or squeeze in a Nozer Oilam. Here we're saying, no. Then the Nozer Shimshon should only begin after 20 days. And from now, he should be a Nozer Stam. mahu. So what's the shaila over here? The nazir stam is, of course, the 30-day naziris. You can't squeeze 30 days into 20 days. Okay, but nevertheless, maybe he should be a nazir for 20 days, and then he should go and be nazir shimshin, and then whenever nazir shimshin ends, he's going to finish off the other 10 days. Does nazir shimshin ever end?
No.
No, nazir shimshin goes on forever and ever. It never ends. See, he'll never be able to be mashlim the other 10 days. So therefore, don't start 20 days, because you'll never be able to finish off the 30 days. So it's meaningless. So now you're going to say, well, let's do like we said before. What did we say before? That let him go and be a nozer oilam the first 20 days, and then you're going to have a problem. I'm not going to be able to be the nozer for the 30 days after that, because I'm a nozer oilam. So you can be shoyl. So maybe you should do the same thing over here. You should also be shoyl. Meaning, what are you going to be shoyl? He's starting on his regular naziris now for the 30 days. When the 20th day is going to hit, it's going to be nozer shimshin time. Let him be shoyl on that nozer shimshin, so that he should be able to be mashlim his 30 days. He says, you can't be shoyl on nozer shimshin. Nozer shimshin is one of those things you can't be shoyl. How do I know that? See, Gemara Masechtas Malkis, we'll talk about that in a moment. And so therefore, Michaila, would I say, let the nozer stam be chal now, and even though he won't be able to finish it off, but what can you do? Hell, you know, he'll be onus al pi adibur. He'll be a nozer for 20 days, and then on the 20th day, he'll start his nozer shimshin, which should go forever. Do you say that? Or lawyer, do you say, since I'll never be able to finish the nozer shimshin within 20 days, and I won't be able to mashlim it after the 20 days, so forget about it, both. I'm not even going to begin that hareni nozer for the 20 out of the 30, because I can't finish it. There's no such thing as a 20-day naziris. The minimum is 30 days. So maybe it's goodish. Now, how do you know, Taka, that you can't be shoyl on nozer shimshin? This is Gemara Masechtas Malkis. But it's interesting. You remember we had back in the beginning of our Masechta that we had a Mishnah. What's the difference between nozer oilam and nozer shimshin? That was back on Daf Dalid Omid Aleph. Dalid Omid Aleph. The last Mishnah on the bottom of the Omid was Ma bein nozer oilam and nozer shimshin. What is the difference? Nozer oilam hich b'tzari mekel b'tar. Maybe sholish behemoth. How often is that? Those are the 3 days that you said before, Rebbe Yirmeiroi, and Rebbe Yossi, a year or a month or a week. Vim nitma, and becomes tamim, maybe karm tamim. No, the shemshoy, hich betzari, ainem mekel. Vim nitma, ainem maybe karm tamim, because he's another forever, never, 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 never mekel betar. So l'choyra, I can have another chilik. Another difference between nozer oilam and nozer shimshin is that nozer oilam you can be shoyl olav, and nozer shimshin you cannot be shoyl olav. Why is that not mentioned in the Mishnah? So this is not my kasha. The Toisus asked the kasha, and Toisus here on Daf Dalit. If you look at the Toisus, fifth line of the wide light. Vim toima sheila ik benai. There's another kind of between nozer shimshin and nozer oilam. Sheila. The nozer shimshin less of a sheila. That's our Gemara here. That nozer shimshin, there's no such thing as being shayla. And nozer oilam is b'shayla. It's like it says in the Perek Bas of the Maseches Malkis. Can the chodesh tell him echa? So the chodesh good gefreit. So Toisus gives a beautiful answer. Every Toisus is beautiful, but this is particularly beautiful. He says because Yishloim and Milzah the lesser in his ear is like tani, because our Mishnah is trying to tell us the difference between a nozer oilam and nozer shimshin. Not what happens to a nozer oilam once he's shoyl on his naziris, because then he's not a nozer oilam anymore. Milta the less of a naziris, like Tani, we don't want to talk about if it's less of a naziris. Vim yishal al naziris, ozle hami nozer. V'alchi kama, the Mishnah means to say, ma bein nozer shimshin le nozer oilam, kishishneyem nazirim. That both are set in stone, they're both nazirim. What are the differences? Oh, the difference is Mekel Batar, maybe Sholish Behemoth, etc. But to go and say that he could be Shoyl, and then he's not a Nozer anymore. We're trying to tell you the difference between Nozer A and Nozer B. We're not talking about when he's no longer. Oh, he's Nozer, there's nothing to talk about. But anyway, we see from that Toysa, we see in Masechta Malkis, that you cannot be Shoyl on Nozer Shimshin. Now, the Gemara is not Poshet, these Shailas, but rather the Gemara says, let's go on to another Shaila, which is on the surface totally unrelated to the earlier Shailas. There's an Or Sameach on the Rambam that tries to find a kesher between this new Shaila and the previous Shailas. But as you'll see, you were discussing earlier what's Moshe Rabbeinu's Yortzeit and Moshe Rabbeinu's birthday. That's the next Gemara. Talk to Gemara Omar, what happens if a person says, hey, I want to be and do like Moshe on Shiva Ba'adar, Mai. on the seventh day of Adar, what will be the din? Now, what does that mean, Moshe b'shiva ba'adar? So Tosis and the Rosh both say a fascinating pshat, that Moshe on 7th of Adar, in the earlier days, it was presumably a very festive day. They probably made happy birthday parties all over. Moshe Rabbeinu, Rayim Hemna, the leader of Klal Yisrael, on his birthday. They probably didn't say Tachnon. Anyway, we gemacht der ganze Simcha, and they gave our birthday cakes and all the shuls. On the other hand, when he passed away, say the Tosis and the Rosh, Mistaver, the people were so distraught, so depressed, so distressed, they probably said, I'm going to become a Nazir. And therefore, now it's post-Zion Adar, in other words, post the Zman of Moshe Rabbeinu, when a person says today that I want to do like they did on the seventh day of Adar in Moshe Rabbeinu's times, are they referring to during his lifetime, where they made a simcha, and therefore we should give tikkun? Or, on the other hand, maybe it's a day of Yahrzeit, maybe we should all go and fast today. In many communities, was the minute to go and fast on Moshe Rabbeinu's Yahrzeit. Here we're not talking about fasting, here we're talking about becoming a Nazir. If you look at the Tosis in the middle of the wide lines, about 7-8 lines down, Omar ki Moshe b'zayin ba'odar ma'u, to be yoim hi voldo, the hainu b'zayin ba'odar, samchu simcha g'doyla. It was his birthday, so he gemacht a ganze simcha. Ubi yoim moise b'zayin ba'odar, mistoma, I don't have any real proof, but probably, rabim nodru b'neder, he probably adds the word Nazirus, yeah? But Neder Nazir. Probably many of them became Nazirim. V'robu Nazirim b'Yisrael, machmas tzar. Oy, 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 the terrible tzar, Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. V'omer b'stam ehei. This person says today, ehei, hainu, I want to be like on the Zion Adar in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, k'moshe ayu b'dar shal Moshe b'zayin b'adar, b'yoy moisoy, u'nazirus kimalei. Does that mean, ehei, I want to become a Nazir? Oy, or maybe what he means to say is, he means the birthday, comma, the simcha kibbalah. Therefore, what he means to say is, I'm a kabbalah myself, a simcha. Anyway, that's the Gemara Shaila. And once again, the Gemara is not poshut that Shaila. So be careful when you say, I want to be like in the times of Moshe, b'shim, ba'odar, you might be stuck and be a nosim. That, I guess, would be totally in the machleik between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, whether or not suffering Nazirus l'hakol or l'achmer, machas inish nafshel esveikol, or machas inish nafshel esveikol. But we don't want to get the sveikas.
You could use what we discussed before to get a sveikas.
Because it might not be a Zayin Vodr. It might be a Tu B'Shvat.
Zayin
Shvat. Okay. Our good friend Yonason tells us that there's another chazal elsewhere that holds that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away.
Reb Lazar holds it.
Reb Lazar holds it. Okay, but apparently, as you can see, that's not our Gemara.
People always ask, where do we know there's an Indian of birthdays? Mm-hmm. You know, birthdays to celebrate here in the years of the court. Celebrate a birthday.
Beautiful.
The only birthday in Tanakh is Paro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What Brother Shai is telling us is now you have a makar that even for tzaddikim like Moshe Rabbeinu, they also made a simcha. Good. Anyway, so we just went through 5 or 6 separate Iboyas. From all the Iboyas, we have a right to be poshut, the very first one. Is a Befeirish Braisa on point. Hareini Nozer li acher esrim yoy. I want to be a Nozer in 20 days from now. Umayachshav, and I take upon myself from now, Meya yoy, 100 days. So we have the Shiloh, what should you do? Should you start the 20 days and then suspend it and do the 80 days later on? Or should you just wait for the whole 100 days subsequently? Zokto the Braisa. Moina esrim, he counts 20 days. Naziris. Freeze it. V'yachach moinishloishim 30 days and bring your kabbonis mitiglachas. V'yachach, and now he's mashed the first naziris moinishmoinu g'dei lahashlam naziris v'shayim. Very good. Perfect. So we'll push in the first shot. Now we go on to Yonison's question that you asked about
what
20 minutes ago.
To do? I'm sorry, just...
What he's going to do is the first 20 days he's going to be a nazir. At the end of the 20 days, he puts that in the bank for 20 days, freezes it.
Comes 100.
Then he's going to do 30 more days of the second Naziris. At that end of the 30 days, he brings Karbonos and he does Teglachas. And then he's going to start and continue on from the 20 days that he started. He's going to start day 21, go another 80 days. At the end of 80 days, again, a new set of Karbonos and a new Teglach. And that's what he'll do. That's how the Gemara is poishet the shot. Good. Now the Gemara asks the following Shaila. This is what you asked Yonason. Nitma bimei benoi. What happens if it becomes tomei in the days of the benoi? So this benoi, he's really referring back to our Mishnah. But you could ask the same Shaila over here too. In other words, in the middle of the 30 days, he becomes tomei. What happens when he becomes tamei? Hayyomim harishonim yiplu. He's going to have to start all over again the 30 days. Will he have to start over again the first 20 days? Do you say that also falls away or not? That was what you were talking about before. Now, the reason why the Gemara refers to Mei Benoi is because back in our Mishnah we had that case. If you just go back to the Mishnah, you'd give him a base just for a short moment. On the fourth line, that's how we got into this whole sugya. Hareini nozu kishiel liben. A person was expecting a child, and he says, Mitchum, I'll have a son. I take it upon myself in the Seders. And I want to be a nozer from now. Now, it's theoretically possible that the Naziris from now could have ended in 30 days, and then Karbonis Teglachas, and he starts again when Noilid Loi Ben, if and when a Noilid Loi Ben. It happens to be that the Ben Baruch Hashem was born in the middle. In other words, let's say on day 20. 20 days of his current Naziris, Mazel Tov, he has a Ben. Baruch Hashem, what should you do? His Chlomoyne Shalai, he should start counting his own, in other words, from the first minute, because I don't know when the Ben is going to be born. V'yachat Noilid Ben, then when the son is born on day 20. Meniach Shalai, he puts away his 20 in the bank account, freezes it. Omoyne Shal Benoi, then he should be Moyne the son 30 days. V'yachat Mashlim Shalai, then he's Mashlim his original 20 days, he adds on 10 more days, and then he'll finish the Gansa and the Zeres. So that's what the Gemara is going on our Mishnah. What happens if in the middle those Ben days, the middle 30 days, if he becomes Tamei, do you lose the Naziris of the Ben? Or do you even lose the Naziris of the first 20 days when really that's suspended, that's in the freezer, it's in the bank account? Does that go and unravel those 20 days as well? Now, those are more Shaila. Nitma b'mei benoi, if he became Tamei in the middle 30 days. Rabbi Yochan Omat Soyser, the first Naziris as well. So he's going to have to start from scratch, both on the Naziris of the Ben, and then when he finishes that 30 days, he's going to have to start again from scratch. Day one from the Naziris that he had started off 20 days before, all to falls away. No. He's Soyser attack of the middle one, the 30 days, but it's not Soyser the first. Rabbi Yochanan Soyser, Chod and Naziris Arichti. Bottom line is he's a long, long-term Naziris over here. And supporting Rabbi Yochanan is the fact that since we're talking about Naziris Muetis, we're not talking about 100-day Naziris. So what happens over here? So the first 20 days, he was a Nazir. Then he's taking upon himself another 30 days because of the sun. He becomes Nazir in the middle of that 30 days, and then becomes Tamei. What happens if he didn't become Tamei? He didn't become Tamei. Good. At the end of the 30 days, he could not bring Behemoth, Karbonis, and do Tiglachas, because he only has 10 days left from the original Naziris. So he's going to have to wait until all 60 days are over. The 20, the 30, and the remaining 10. Since really and the Zeus are rich, it's one long. Yes, he'll have two sets of kabbalah. It's true. But otherwise, from day 1 until day 60, he's not allowed to drink wine. He's not allowed to go and have haircuts and metamol and basim. So it's like one long Zeus. So just like it, the tumma in the middle of the 30 day period, hayom rishonim yiplu, everything falls away, even the first 20 days, and you start from scratch. Reish Lakish Omer, no, Eina Sois, Nazir Zitei Lechud, Udebrei Lechud. You're right, it's continuous, one after the other, Maskim. But nevertheless, these are two separate Nazirs, and Smachayiv, two separate Kavanas. So therefore, it only ruins the 30 days, it doesn't unravel to the first 20 days of the other Nazirs. And now the Gemara has the identical Machlekes, Nitma Bimei Tzeratoi. What means it to be Tzerat? Again, the person took upon himself Naziris. He was a Nazir for the first 20 days, and then on the 20th day, he wakes up one morning, and his wife, or he looks in the mirror, and he says, uh-oh, I see a Nega Tzerat. And it has not only a Nega Tzerat, but also there's Simoni Tumah, because Seir Lovan Tzomach Poi, or there was other Simonim. And said so he goes to the Kohen, and the Kohen says, my friend, you're going to have to, you're a Tzerat Mitzerat Mukhlat, you're going to have to stay out Mechutz L'machne, as long as this tzaras is with you. So the person does tshuva, and he really bangs his heart a million times, and Baruch Hashem, after 1 year, the tzaras goes away. What happens now? Okay, so under normal circumstances, now he is mashlim the naziris. It was put away in the freezer the 20 days, he does another 10 days, tiglachas, kabonis, and we're done.
When he finished his tzaras, he shaved, didn't he?
So maybe we would tell him not to and wait until after the kabbonis.
Okay. But for the tahara, you have to shave for the tahara.
It's a good question. That's a technical issue. Okay. But the point over here is that just like we said that you can have a suspended sentence, so to speak, vis-a-vis Naziris, when you had an intervening Naziris, you have an intervening tzaras, he's going to have to wait until the very end of the tzaras and finish off the days. If you look at the top toises, Omarini knows me ayoyim. There's Chalim Nois Naziris, and then after that, they told them that you're a Metzoira, then all the days of Chilutoi Eina Oil Naziris, the Tzeras days, are not counted towards the Naziris. The Gamena Soiser, so it's not Soiser today. It'll come on, like it says. Okay, so now, what's the Shaila of our Gemara? Nitma Bimei Tzeratoi, in the middle of that year of Tzeras, that he was sitting with Chutz Lamach, and he became Tomei. So you're going to tell me every Metzoira is Tomei. Tomei Yikra.
Tomei Meis.
Ah, so we came now with Tomei Meis. Oh, now we have a real mess. So we became a Tomei Meis. So he has to have Shlishi Ushvi. Now we all know that if this would happen in the middle of the Naziris days, Hayom Rishoinim Yiplu. But it didn't happen in the middle of the Naziris days. It happened in the middle of the Tzaras days.
Suspended.
Oh, exactly. So now the same machlokes again. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Soisa, Rishlokesh Omer Eina Soisa. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Soisa. To have a Naziris koi, Lemaisa, he is still, you're right. The Naziris is in limbo, and at this moment he's not actively pursuing the Naziris, but still, it's frozen in place, and therefore, it came in the middle of the Naziris, and it's Soisa. These are two separate periods. If he'll be a Nozer now, you're right, but he's not. He's a Metzoyer now. He'll be a Nozer Mitchum when the Tzaras ends, and he'll become a Nozer again. So therefore, it's not Soisa the Yom Rishayim. Now, the two Machloikas are identical. And the Omid Aleph, we talked about the two separate Naziris periods. Is it Soisa the first period? And here we're talking about Naziris Mitzaras. It was enough, Kimina. But Tzrichan, I need both. Remember what was Rabbi Yochanan's statement? He said it's all chod the naziris alichti. It's one long, long naziris. That applies over there, but over here I wouldn't say that. Shem naziris achasi avu b'ha ema moed lirish lakish the nazir lechud v'tzaras lechud, and therefore maybe he would agree to rish lakish that if in the middle of the tzaras period he becomes tami tumas mez. It's not Yom Rishonim Yiplu, and when the Tzaras will end in Miyat Hashem in a year from now, or whenever it ends, he'll finish off the Naziris in the last 10 days, and good. The Yitma Baha, and if we'd only have it in this second case, here by the Tzaras, Baha Kamarish Lakish, that they're Taka Naziris Lachud, but Tzaras Lachud. But on the case of the Omer Aleph, when there are two Naziris and back to back, that's why you have to have the machloikis in both cases, Rabbi Yochanan holds soiser, and Rish Lakish holds eina soiser. Good. Now nitma biyom yot sefrin. Good. Fine. Now says you want nitma biyom gidol seir. What happens if it becomes tamei on the day of gidol seir? What does all that mean? What means gidol seir? So we see the toises in a minute. Talking about a case that a person started his naziris, like every nazir, everything was fine and good. Let's assume the Moshel on day 20. He is a Nozer, he hasn't drunk wine, he hasn't gone for haircuts, he hasn't been Metam Lamezim. On day 20, one day, a Listim comes over, as Ashayitz, and he hears that this fellow is a Nozer, and he says, oh, I'm going to teach him what means to be a Nozer. What is he going to teach him? He goes and takes out a haircutting machine, and he gives him a full haircut, Nebuch. No, not a drop of hair left. Hey, what can you do now? It's a terrible shame. He didn't violate it. He was, you know, Nebuch, he was an oinus rachmana patri. He's not over anything. But what does he do now? So he continues counting another 10 days. Now the 30-day Naziris is over, and he goes over to the rabbis and says, okay, am I done? And they say, no, sorry, you're not done. Why are you not done? Because you have to have 30-day growth for purpose of the mitzvah to glachas that accompanies the bringing of the kabbalas. So what are you going to have to do? Sorry, fellow, you're going to have to continue your Naziris for another 20 days. That's what we call Yemei Gidol Seir. That the whole reason why he's continuing the Naziris is not because anything was wrong. The Naziris was perfect. He did a beautiful job. But Nebuch, against his will, it got cut short by the people that went and did that Teglachas. And since you can only have Teglachas with the Kambonis only after 30-day growth, he's just going to have to continue to be Megadol the Seir. The question is, why does the Gemara refer to it as Nitma Biyoim Gidol Seir? Why?
You may.
So Toisus in Rush asks his kasha, and Toisus says it's very simple. Because what happened if the listim didn't wait to the 20th day? They came on day 1 or day 2 at the very, very outset. And they gave him Nebuchadnezzar Tiglachas already the first day. So what happens now? We tell him you got to wait another 30 days. Another 30 days means one day more than you would have waited otherwise. Otherwise, it would have been a normal Naziris is 30 days. But because they destroyed the first day, okay, maybe Mikdasim Kekula, it's on day number two. Day number two, they came and gave him a Tiglachas. So he has to add on at the end one more day. So you can have a theoretical possible of only one Yoim Gidl Seir, one day of additional growth. You see, look at the second Toysis. Nitma Biyoim Gidl Seir, Pirish, Omar Hareini Nozir Shloishim Yoim, Ukishemona Chof Menizirusai, after 20 days, Gilchu Listam Al Korchai, Shkutzim came and they gave him a Giluach against his will. Tehashla Yuchal Likalech Biyoim Shloishim Menizirus, Ulahavi Karbenoisev, Ad Acha Shloishim Yoim, Miyoim shegilchu halistim. You gotta wait. The ain gidol pachis mishloishim yoim. For purposes of giving the haircut, you have to have at least 30 days. The hischel halamid. Okay, so now we're going to see the Gemara Shaila is going to be about the fact that the person became tamei. So we haven't discussed that yet. Anyway, the hischel halamid. He counted now the 30 days. Ukishemona asora siyam nizirusai. After 10 days, he finished his original nizirus. Remember, because it was on the 20th day that they did the Giluach. So he has to count another 30 days now for the Tiglachas period. But for purposes of the Naziris, he's done after 10 more days, right? Because he already had 30 days of Naziris. Shari Tzchila, Mona Esrim, Terem Shigalchu Listim. He already did 20 days. He already counted 20 days until the Shkutzim came and did Giluach. Ve'ilu Esrim Yoimu Achroinim, Einim Rak Legadol Seya. It's not real bona fide Naziris days. It's only Tiglachas days. Okay, so that's why the Gemara calls it Yoim Gidl Seir. Ubehem Nitma, and during those days we came Tomei, we'll get back to that in a moment. V'haydu nokat b'yoim Gidl Seir, v'le nokat b'mei, ken nokat li'el b'mei tzaratoi. That's the top line of the Omid, the mei tzaratoi. Why do we say b'mei? V'fisha i'ef sheshle yehun nimshoch and yimei tzaratoi tvei miyoim echad. The minimum would be one more day. In other words, it's got to be tzaras, it's got to be much more than that. It's got to be at least a week, because every time a person has tzaras, he consults with the kohen, the shofar kohen, the bar kohen. Exactly. The kohen has to come back a week later. So it's never going to be a day or less. It's always going to be at least a week. That's why you have to say yimei. Abba Gidda said, Efshe shelo yarech olav el yom echad. Maybe you'll only have to add one more day. Then on the second day of Naziris, they went and gave him a forced haircut. That's why the Gemara refers to it as Yoim Gidlsei, even though typically it'll be Yimei, because if the Shkutzim are going to do this, they're going to do it day 3, 5, 10, 12, 20. But it could theoretically be on day 2, and therefore you only have to add one day. It's Yoim Gidlsei. So now what happens? The person did a wonderful job. He's already finished with his Naziris. Let's go back to our 20-day example.
He's in overtime.
Okay, he's in overtime. 20 days, he did Naziris perfectly. Gilchu, listem, nebuch. And 10 more days, he has to be a Nazir. Okay, 10 more days. He did a beautiful job. Those 10 days were finished now with the 30 days. Bakal, mikol, kol, we're done. But now with the rabbis, the kohanim say, don't bring your kabunas yet. You got to wait another 20 days for the Yom Gidol Seir. Okay, guess what happens? In the 10th day, the 15th day of the Yom Gidol Seir, unfortunately, becomes Tomei. Is that going to be Soiser, the Yom Rishonim? After all, he finished his Naziris days.
He didn't bring his Karbanos, he didn't bring his
Tiglachas. Oh, that's why there's Machloikis now in the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar, ain't no Soiser. No, no, you don't say Yom Rishonim Yiplu. All you got to do is, of course, he has to have Shlishi Shvi, it goes without saying. But he's really not a Nozer anymore. He's just for the technicality that you have to have Tiglachas after 30 days. Okay, you got to wait. But he's not really a Nozer, so to speak. Therefore, ain't a Soiser. It's not Soiser the Yom Rishonim. Just do your Shlishi Shvi, wait it out with a Gidl Seyar, and you'll bring your Kabanas and Tiglachas. Fine. And I feel the Rabbi Yochanan the Omer Soiser, even the Rabbi Yochanan said in the Omer Aleph, and here in the top by the Nitma Yimei Tzaratoi, even he will agree, because Hani Mili Hecha de Koy Ben Aziris, there, both on the Omer Aleph, and here in the top of the Omer Beis, they were talking about he had a suspended Naziris, right? The 20 days were frozen in the freezer. He was in the middle of either the Naziris Haben, or he was in Naziris, he wasn't Naziris, he was Bishas Tzaraz. So therefore, a fart, he's in the middle of Naziris. But Gidl Seir, Mishlam Nazirisu. Gidl Seir is not in the middle of Naziris. Gidl Seir is already, after Naziris is already over. We're just adding on the additional 20 days, whatever it is. Why? Because Nebuchadnezzar Gilchu lists him, and you want to have a Tiglachas properly and appropriately, Metale Hidurim, so you have another 20 days. But the truth of the matter is, he's already finished his years. So therefore, Suktrav Eina Saiser. Ushmul Amid just the opposite Saiser. Afil Rish Lokish the Omer Ein Saiser. On the Omer Aleph Omer base. Hosam Shtein Naziris. There were two separate Naziris on the Omer Aleph. Or exactly. In the first Amud, we had his Naziris with the Ben's Naziris. So they're different Naziris. So one of them is Taki Yiplu, the other one Nisht. Here on the top of the Amud, you had Naziris and Saras. All to two separate periods.
Isn't Shmuel basically an earlier contemporary of Rish Lakish?
No.
Rish Lakish was going to go to Rish Shmuel. So he died. Shmuel died first or something. From the
Yag died first. Yag died first.
Either.
Not here.
Rav is above.
Yeah, no, but he's asking about Rish Lakish and Shmuel.
Rish Lakish.
He's not talking about Rav anymore. Yeah, just Shmuel and Rish Lakish.
The Gemara is the Gemara, not the people.
Yeah, could very well. We know it as Rish Lakish.
Not the historical Shmuel, but the editor, the Torah voice of the Gemara.
It's just like the Rabbi Natan's film. They say, when Rabbi Natan can look at his father, his grandfather, of course that was Rashi, go and look at the film there. So they say, this is already a machloikis that went back many doiris. Yeah. It just became known in the world as Rashi and Rabbi Natan, but really it predates both of them. So here too, it could be that this machloikis predated Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish and became famous, machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Okay, or maybe Taki historically, maybe didn't know, whatever. But the point of the Gemara is that even according to Rish Lakish had said, on the Omid Aleph, and here in the Omid Beis, that Einoi Soise, that's because you could identify separate periods. This is a Nozir, and this is a Taraz, this is Nazirusai, and this is a Nazir Saben. Oh, here, however, the Gemara is saying is, there was only Chon Naziris. And this Naziris was extended for another 10 days, 20 days, because of the Yimei Gidl Seir. So it's an extended and elongated Naziris, but it's still far to one Naziris. And therefore, even the Rish Lakish, it holds only Einoi Soise. Here we would hold that it's Oyser. Okay. Now we start a new shtickle. Also related, of course. Omer of Chizda.
The same halacha with part of wine.
What do you mean about wine? About drinking wine or not?
He drank wine during the thing.
Okay, everybody said, don't be nervous. That's going to be the Gemara on the bottom of the oven. You're innocent. You should come every single day because Kanai Nahara, you have such a fertile mind. You think just like the not like the Rishonim. You think like the Amiroim. The Gemara is going to discuss that on the bottom of the oven. Balta is the same. In the meantime, Omer of Chizda. Hakol moidim shem kidesh seyar badom ein loy takana. Now this is a very strange expression. It was mekadesh seyar badom. What does that mean? What we're talking about is a person who had his 30 days in his ears. Did a perfect job. Now it's the 31st day, and he's bringing his karbanas. What do you do right after the karbanas?
You take the hair, you put it under the dude.
We have to do something before that. You first have to
cut it off.
You have to do the haircut. So he brought the three kabbalas. They already did the Zrikas Hadam. He's about to go to the barber who's there. He doesn't go out. He's in Azara. They're going to go and give him a haircut. And guess what happens? He became Tomei. He became Tomei. Post bringing of the kabbalas pre taglachas. In that short interval, like a Benish Moshes. Good. What's the din now? So to my Ein Loi Takana, this person is stuck. Then what do we mean he's stuck? The Gemara in the Havman assumes that he's going to be a Nazir forever. He'll never be able to get out of his Naziris. Why not? Because he cannot go and do Tiglachas now because he's a Nazir Tameh. Okay, so wait until after he's retired himself and Shlishi Shvi and do Tiglachas then. Yeah, but at the conclusion of bringing of your Naziris, you have to bring Karbanas. I can't bring Karbanas because I already brought Karbanas. So he'll bring it again, Benedova. Can't bring a Chattas Benedova. So he's going to be stuck. He'll never be able to go. He'll be in limbo forever. That's how the Gemara learns in the Havamina. If you don't believe me, we'll take a quick look here at the Tosfos. Omer of Chizda, five lines before the wide lines. Omer of Chizda, Hakol Moedim Shein Kiddush Seir Badam. Pirush. Emli Acha Shein Nizrak Hadam. You already have this Rikas Adam of the Kabonois. Nitma Koidim Shegilach. Now, how does a kid say this funny name in Kiddush Seir? What does that have to do with? It sounds like you go and take the Seir and you dip it into the Dam, becomes Kodesh. What does that mean? That says the Zuktietz, the choices. The Koire Kiddush Seir, Shloi Gilach. kidachsiv, because it says in the pasuk, the kidash roishoy bayoyim hahu. That pasuk is talking about a nozer who becomes tamei. He goes and brings his three kabanas of the two oifis and one behaima, and then it says right after he did that, that he's maschil. He starts again his gidul seir. So that's the lashon of the kiddush roishay. So here too it says shem kiddush seir badam. That means he was entitled at this point to cut his hair and start the new hair growth. For the future, and he can't because unfortunately became tamei right after the zrikas adam. So ain like takanas of choices. Kosal kedaitach shlo yuchal oylamis lishdois biyayin ulegaleach. In the havamin we thought he's stuck as a nozer forever. Why? Kimin shehevi kvar karbonosim. He already bought the kabbalas. V'kimin the nitma koydim shegilach ubloy avos karbon lo yuchal legaleach. Since he became a tamei now, and he cannot bring kabbonis anymore because he already brought them, so when is he going to go and do his tiglachas sometime in the future? You can't do a tiglachas without bringing kabbonis. But he can't bring kabbonis because he already brought the kabbonis. But he's not yoitzu with the previous kabbonis because unfortunately he became tamei. So it's like a vicious circle around Robin,
catch
whatever.
Catch 22.
Anyway, in the Habamim, the Gemara holds that ein l'takana, he's stuck. But says the Gemara, let's analyze this a little bit further. And you'll see he's not stuck at all. Back to the Gemara after Ein Leitakana, Aliba Deman, halfway down. Aliba Deman. I Aliba Drablezer, Kim the Omer, Tiglachas Mi Akeves, Toich Moloisi, Velistor. Aliba Drabaran, O Ami Tiglachas Le Mi Akeves. We have Machlik between Drablezer and the Rabbanan. At what point can a person officially say, I am no longer a nazir? I can drink wine, and I can take haircuts, and I can metam l'meisim. When does that happen? Okay, normally we would say, I have to bring kabbanis, and I have to take lakas, and the whole ceremony, the whole thing is over. Now, yeah, but let's try to go and slice it and splice it. Let's see.
Microscopic.
Microscopic, okay. Somewhat like Talmudic hair splitting, especially since we're talking about hair. Nazir, so it's appropriate to talk about hair. Good. Reb Lezer says you can bring all three karbanos and do a wonderful job, and the kahanim did the zrikas adam, and everything is great. Until you do tiglachas, you're still a nazir toich maloisi. You're still within the 30 days. And therefore, if he becomes tamei now, for listar, it should wipe out all of everything that he's done. And he starts from square one.
So the
Hayyamim Harishonim Yiplo.
So the Kabbanis were fooling. Where was the Kabbanis then?
The Kabbanis, when he brought it, that was done properly because he was supposed to bring it.
Right.
But now, because of the fact that he's going to have to start from square one, he's going to have to start everything from square one. 30 days of the Ziris, bring again three Kabbanis, and then have a Tiglachas.
So we did the Zrika, but I mean, do we put them on the.
Then you're going to bring a second series, second set of kabbanis in 30 days from now. Why? Not 30 days, you're going to have to wait 7 days, and then 30 days. The reason is because, since a kuncha blazer,
he's no longer, his nazirus is canceled.
Just like, had he become
tamei on day 5.
Five, or even day 29, or day 30,
right.
Unless you hold mix the yom kukulai, he would say he has to do all the 30 days over again. Why have to do 30 days away? I was such a wonderful nazir until now. Sorry, mister. Yom Rishon Iplu, you start from square one. Here too, says Igmar. Even here he brought the karbanos. He's still a nazir. Therefore, it's soiser all the Yom Rishonim. You start again from the beginning like a regular nazir, as if he didn't do anything. Oh, as if he didn't do anything. Count 30 days. Bring your new karbanos. Have a tiglachas at that time. So in Bazoi, why do you tell me ain't like takana? He has a wonderful takana.
Yeah. That's
why Rabbanan. Oh, El Libet Rabbanan. Now, what did Rabbanan hold? Rabbanan hold that Taglachas is not Ma'akev. Since Taglachas is not Ma'akev, as soon as he brought his Kabbanis,
he's
always Nazir. So therefore, Ha'amri Taglachas Le Ma'akev. What's the Ein Leitakana? He's no longer Nazir. He's finished. He's a regular civilian, just like the rest of us. Everything Ma'la Oilam Alibet Rabbanan. Ayah Bezoi said, why do you say Ein Leitakana? My Ein Leitakana? Ein Leitakana Le Mitzvah Giluach. In other words, Avad, you're right. Once he brought the kabbanis, he no longer has to. He's no longer a nazir. And therefore, there's no longer din of shtiyas yayin, no longer din of anything. All right, so what do we say? Ein leitakana. Ein leitakana means, since one of the mitzvahs that a Nazir does is that when he finishes in the Ziris, he brings three Kabbanis, and he does a Teglachas, he's no longer going to be able to go and do the Teglachas properly together with the bringing of the Kabbanis, because unfortunately he became Tameh, so now he's going to have to go and have the Shlish Yushvi, and he'll have to bring his Kabbanis, now he won't have to bring the Kabbanis Tumah. Zero, you're right, 100%. But eventually he's going to go and take a haircut. Whenever he does that haircut, it will be a haircut. He'll pay the $20 or $25, whatever they charge nowadays. $30, $35, metatip, unatip. Anyway, bottom line is, but he will not be mekayim the mitzvah of Teglachas together with Kabbanis, because the Kabbanis is already history that he already brought. When he has Teglachas, it'll be a regular civilian Teglachas, not a Nozir's final Teglachas as part of the entire ritual and ceremony and requirements of a Nozir. So that's Ein Leitakana, but he won't be a Nozir, he's finished. Good. Now we're going to address Yonison's question you asked before. Omer B'Yisrael B'Chanina. Nozir Shekolu Lo Yomav. What happens? You have a Nozir, he finished off all his 30 days. Beautiful Naziris. He was so perfect and meticulous and everything was great. And now it's day 31 or 32 and he has not brought his Karbonos yet. He's going, he's preparing himself. He's going, he's coming.
He's in overtime.
Overtime. Good. What happens now if he's metame lemesim? Or what happens now if he gets a teglachas? Or he drinks wine? What is his status? After all, he finished the 30 days in his ears. All we're waiting is now for the tahara process. Question is, what is his status? So Rabbi Yisrael B'Chanina, curiously, goes and gets, does again a Talmudic hair splitting. And what does he say? Loika letum. If he becomes tame now, he gets malchus. We're talking, of course, he does it b'mezin, b'tasra, he gets malchus. But if he goes to the barber and we scream at him, yeah, uncle, you're still a nazir, don't do it. I have two edim over here, give asra.
He's over an assay. You can't give malchus an assay. Teglachas is a mitzvah saseh, right?
We're assuming that there is an iser. You'd have to look up the psukim. We're assuming that normally there would be a din of malchus. The only problem over here, the malchus is because it's in overtime, as you said. Ein lekel teglachas. Veloy aliyayim. And also, if you look at the kol yimei ned in Israel, ta'ar lo yavar al roisha. So that's a laugh. Okay? Veloy aliyayim. And if he goes and drinks wine, no malchus. Now the obvious question is, you know, Manishtana Maishna. Maishna Tumah Dalaki, why are you saying by Tumah that there would be Malkus Yamakra? Because it said in the passing an extra kol. Kol Yame Hazir Lashem. What's that kol Yame? Lirabis Yamshal Acher Malois. Ki Yamshal Ifnei Malois. Just like the days during the Malois, meaning during the 30-day period of Adi, you get Malkus. So the kol says kol Yame to be Marba, the elongated, the extended overtime period. Okay. Yahochi Freyti Mor, if it's all based on this kol Yame. Then I have another kol yamei, but the glach is not in chayv. To Amar Rachmana, kol yamei, not in Israel, tali avol roishay. Make the same statement, kol yamei, lasis yom shalachem alois, yom shalom neim alois. Exact same drasha, the same kol yamei. Vesu, let's go on now to the drinking of wine. Kol yamei nizroi, mikol ashiyos, migef an ayayin. So say there too, kol yamei, lasis yom shalom neim alois, shalachem alois, kol yamei neim alois. Manishtai, oto davar, it's exactly the same thing. Says Yimar Shani, hocha. Here it's different. Yom Rachmana, the teammate Roish Nizrai. What means the teammate Roish Nizrai? Misha Nizrai, Toli Loi Beroishai. What does the Gemara mean? So if you have the Torah Ora Shalim on the side, so you have one Pasakiv, Yomus Mace, Olav Bethesda Pisayim, the teammate Roish Nizrai, a Mace passed away, and his Roish Nizrai became. Only the Roish Nizrai becomes Tame. I thought if you touch a mess, the whole body, you know, the Gan Tzeramach Ivar, Vishasogidav, from his nose to his toes, the whole thing becomes the Tame Roish Nizrai. So Torah wants to tell you that sometimes in the Ziris is only Tolei Beroishai. The only thing that you left is that you still have to bring your Kabanois and you have to do your Teglachas. But otherwise, the Naziris is completed. Full 30 days are over. The only Naziris that's left is the Kabanis and the Teglachas process at the end. And what does the Torah say? The Timei! Oh, there's still a din of Tumah, even though his whole Naziris is now truncated, because 99% of the Naziris is done. He already finished his 30 days, a great job. Now we're just waiting for the Kabanis and Teglachas. Ooh, there's still a din of Timei. That's why Loike ala Tumah, according to Beis Rav Charina. Okay, so now I see why Tumah is different than Teglachas and Yai. But the Gemara quickly asks Meisvei, I have a Befedish of Braisa on point. Nozir Shekolu Lo Yomav. And Nozir finished all of his days. And he's just waiting to bring the Kabbanis. Osiligalech. Velishto Yisiyayin. Velitam of the Mason. That we knew that it's Osir, because obviously he didn't bring his Kabbanis. But the Chiddush of the Braisa is, Vim Gilach. Vishosiyayin. Ur nitma lemeisim, and there's hasro amit edim. Harizes soyviger saaboyim. So you see that in fact is malchus for any one of the things, not like Rabbi Yosef Chanina. More tiyufta is takeshver from this brisa, and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yosef.